It's Aidan Fraser's Healing on 919 on the Stateside Connection. And we're about to hit part two of my interview with Charlie Purden, originally from the Eastern Cape, now based in San Diego, California, who is the head coach at the University of San Diego. He's entering his fifth year of coaching and has currently coached the Toreros to back-to-back sevens national champions championships, as well as a 15s national championship. Rugby is growing in popularity in the USA, and he is enjoying being part of helping to grow the excitement around the sport, as well as some of the culture as well. So this is part two of my interview with Charlie Purden.
The Stateside Connection.
Well, I see you've built up a remarkable following on Instagram under CP Rugby Skills, where you post these skills ideas and technique details for fellow coaches and for rugby players as well. I saw a whole lot of people tagging each other and really seeming like they could learn a lot from the videos that you post, which is a really cool facet of what you're doing there as well.
When coaching these American players, that they don't watch the game like we watch the game in South Africa, you know, so they're not really completely sure what it looks like or how to understand it. So I had to find the best learning resource I possibly could. So, you know, what I started doing, I started just screen recording lots of rugby content that I could share with the players that I coach for them to learn. So it started off as just a learning resource, but unfortunately, skill development has become an obsession of mine. And as a result, you know, the more I posted, the more followers I'm getting, and the more they kind of urge me to put more stuff up. So I've really enjoyed it. It's been fun, and if anything, incredible way to connect with other coaches around the world and share ideas, and just kind of put myself out there to get some kind of recognition and just to build my own reputation as a coach.
Well done. You seem to be pretty good at diversifying like that. I see that you have authored a rugby simplified book series as well for beginner rugby coaches and players and parents. That was several years ago. Have you got any plans for any more books, or do you feel like you covered a significant chunk back then?
I honestly look back at those books and I kind of cringe, because I know so much more now than I did then, you know, so I need to put out a new volume or I do really want to, but I've just got so much busier since then that I just haven't had the time.
Yeah, that is always the challenge. Well, what do the next months look like for you career-wise and in terms of your role as head coach?
Yeah, so obviously I'm the head coach of the university, but I have four or five different roles within the community. So we're in the off-season now. The boys will go on their summer break over the next 3 or 4 months, and we'll start again. The end of September, we'll get started again with the university. But I'm also the academy coach at the San Diego Legion Pro Team. So I work with the young developing players there, and then I assist the senior team with skills and wherever they need assistance. Additionally, I also run kind of my own high performance skill development groups throughout the week at a place called Proteus here in San Diego. And we'll run an 8-week summer camp there. And then, you know, when I do have time, I work with Perry Baker, who's a USA Sevens superstar, and we run skills camps all around the country. But he's off to the Olympics, and, I'm getting busier and busier, so we haven't had the time to do all that. So, yeah, I wear a couple of different hats around rugby in the Southern California region.
Well, it's remarkable. It's been fascinating catching up with you. I have one final question for you, Charlie. When anyone from South Africa comes to visit you, what are the three things that you hope that they'll bring you, or that you'll ask them to bring back for you?
Oh, that's a good one. Honestly, if they could, a big 2-liter bottle of cream soda, but that's impossible. But I think about cream soda quite a lot. I obviously like all the sweets and the chips and stuff. So, you know, a nice packet of Big Corn Bites is a good one. Mm-hmm. And obviously, Biltong. I don't have a problem with that, because people are often sending stuff over, or my mom sending stuff over, or bringing stuff when she comes to visit. So But yeah, there are a lot of delicacies that I do miss.
Well, you mentioned the cream soda. Incidentally, I interviewed a woman who's based in Washington State, a South African, who runs a company called Hardy Dar Box. And they do all these South African food subscription boxes. And one of the things she has is cans of cream soda. She gets them now and again. So it might be worth reaching out to her. She sent some to us a few months back. Not sure how she did it, but she distributes from within the USA. So it could be a good fix for you.
Outstanding. I'm going to get on that. Thank you very much.
Great. Well, Charlie, thank you so much for your time on 919 and all the best to you over the next few months.
Thank you, Kula. Appreciate the chat.
May the QQQs of the ATS be quick today. 919.